broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances, ladies and gentlemen, inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. We don't need a revolution. A restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, no doubt, is the solution. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We talked about Clinton said no email apology. What I did was allowed, she said in a defiant tone. Well, she already apologized before I can even recap what she said before. Yeah, she publicly apologized. Was it enough? Not. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. Hillary on new 25% gun tax. I'm all for that. She says she loves it. We talked about pick your battles. In my opinion, that statement is designed to say lose most of it. But, hey, try to hold on to the things that you hold the most important in your heart. But you know what? I say a different statement's in order. How about the priority of battles based on governing values? The priority of battles based on governing values. From this point forward, ladies and gentlemen, Christians are going to be banned from holding many jobs in America. The end of the American dream wrote an article about that, and I think they're right. Christian persecution is going to ratchet up for sure. We need you in Kentucky. The battle is raging, says Past Assault Ministries, David Dobbenmeyer and crew. Numb Christians in America assume they are safe from persecution, but Christians in America should recognize they are well into the first stages of persecution. And persecution of a hated segment of society gradually accelerates stage by stage. Gun owners have been in that persecuted category for quite some time, haven't they? Second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Alan Phillips, VaccineRights.com, PandemicResponseProject.com. He's a vaccine rights attorney, does a great job. We talked about the polio and tetanus vaccines, and I guess they've got a... I guess it's laced with a sterilizing hormone, HCG. Is the United Nations using vaccines to secretly sterilize women, is the question. Dementia now striking people in their 40s because of mercury in vaccinations. Yeah, it's causing slow, degenerative brain damage. Roll up your sleeves, folks, because the vaccine big pharma folks have 271 vaccines in their pipeline coming up to give you the jab. We also talked about vaccines deliver 4,900 milligrams of aluminum by 18 months of age. Safe limit, they say, is 25 milligrams. Wow. California now possibly to throw adults in jail if they refuse government-mandated vaccines. The debate is that already in place, or is that being contemplated, or what? Never mind the fact that we're headed for a train wreck of forced jabs by government. Is the CDC, the Center for Disease Control Prevention, hiding data about mercury vaccines? Forbes.com starts out an article by saying no, and they proceed to tell you why it's no. But if vaccines are safe, why is the United States government paid out $3 billion of taxpayers' money when they're not safe and effective, huh? Information about the vaccine information injury compensation program is available as well. The Vaccine Act, believe it or not, became active October 1st, 1988. It establishes the government-based vaccine program as a, quote, no-fault compensation program. But if vaccines are safe and effective, why do vaccine courts cover up statistics? Great interview with our buddy Alan Phillips. And all I'm telling you, folks, is this vaccine thing is a sham. Because when you get into the vaccine discussion, you got to start talking about your body. And, well, if a woman can murder a baby and call it pro-choice, can't you have a choice not to take the jab? They don't want you to have that choice. Interesting. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Without further ado, Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Our highly esteemed and welcome guest, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
Now, I saw an interesting headline here. Gun Owners of America, GOA, announced their endorsement of Senator Ted Cruz for the office of President of the United States. Is that right?
We took the plunge. We did a lot of it, looking through everything, and we decided that this is the guy.
You think Ted's better than Rand, huh?
Yes, I think so. Listen, if either one of them became president, we'd think we'd died and gone to heaven. So it was hardly a knock on Rand Paul that we decided that we're going to go with Ted Cruz. But Cruz has been leading in some fights to tamp down the federal government, to cut off their money in areas which, among other things, affect gun owners. And his lack of success, I don't think, is a measure of his ability. It's simply a reflection on the caucus that McConnell leads, and the caucus elects McConnell as their Senate president. And therein is the problem. And as Cruz had the guts to say the other day, Senator McConnell is a liar. No wonder.
There's no doubt about that. And it's interesting. That should have been Rand's statement, being the junior senator, huh?
Well, they've had some kind of a rapprochement. They've been endorsing each other and other candidates. And so, you know, they're in the same state, and they've got an agreement to live together. I guess I can understand that. But that
I can't, because it's not – hold on. I can't, because it's not who he claims to be is the problem.
Well, I think it does diminish from his luster as a leader. I mean, Cruz, after all, is in the same state with another Senate poobah, Senator Cornyn, and he's certainly been on the other side of issues with Cornyn.
Now, Ted Cruz, the only one to not criticize Trump. Ted's been kind of saying, hey, Trump can do and say what he wants. I'm not going to attack him, and I say good for Cruz on that score.
Yes, I think whatever Trump's lack of conservative credentials, and they're considerable.
No question.
He is the one guy that has gotten so much attention for calling out the Republican establishment as being a bunch of posers. And that's why I think he's getting his support. There are people that support Trump, from what I can tell, that don't buy his agenda, whatever it might be this week, but they do like the fact that he's bearding the lion. He is going right up to power and telling a truth. And that's gotten him a lot of traction.
Now, I know a lot are going to say, but you know what? And I'm one of them. Ted Cruz, hey, the debate's out. He's not constitutionally qualified to be president because of his parental status, if you will. What do you say?
I don't buy that argument. Since the beginning of the Republic, people with parentage such as his have been qualified. They are natural born. If he were not natural born, he would have had a naturalization ceremony, like my wife did when she became a citizen of the United States and left her Panamanian citizenship. Didn't happen.
All right, so there you go. There's the answer. Now, didn't he have a Canadian citizenship too?
On birth, he was given that automatically, and he has renounced it, and he no longer has it.
And by the way, the renouncing of that's to his credit, though. Now, you could say, well, he waited until he ran for politics to do it. Nevertheless, though, that's kind of one of the keys to America, in my opinion, is that you denounce all foreign allegiances, which he's done. Not that I think exactly. Canadian is a big foreign allegiance, but I'm just making a point.
I think you're right, and that's a reasonably significant thing that he did. It probably was something that he kept without even thinking, because he never was a Canadian. He was brought up in the United States.
But that's why I bring out, though, Canada's a little different than other places, too, just because of it's so similar to the United States. We share a common border. You got people that live really on both sides of the border in that reality all the time anyway.
Yeah, I've heard gun owners complain when they ran into Canadian gun laws. Well, in the other 50 states, we can do it this way.
That's kind of the point, is that, you know, there's a big difference in terms of Canada. It's not like there was a foreign, really conflicting allegiance, per se.
Right. They're different, but frankly and happily, they're probably not as different as, say, Chicago is to the rest of the country.
I hear that, or New York to Salt Lake.
Yes, sir.
All right, Larry Pratt with us, ladies and gentlemen. Gun owners, they've endorsed Ted Cruz for president. And when we come back, believe it or not, Larry, I want you to stay with me. We are going to interview a lead attorney with Liberty Counsel who just got Kim Davis out of jail. We're going to get an update on that, get your take and more. You get to question him as well. So hang tight, everybody. Liberty Roundtable live.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, this half hour of Liberty Roundtable is brought to you by thepowermall.com. As our buddy Joyce Riley says, do business with the good guys. Thepowermall.com, incredible deals. You can get archives of radio shows, incredible products, books and videos and educational materials, incredible herbs and spices. And I'm telling you right now, I put some of their jerked spice in some chili the other day. It was incredible. Check it out. Do business with the good guys. ThePowerMall.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, John Christman is with us, and he is a senior litigation attorney with Liberty Council, LC.org. Now, Matt Staver and crew have been friends of ours for a long time. We're grateful for their example, their leadership, and their dedication to the sacred, holy cause of liberty. And they're doing it again, folks. They've been the lead attorneys helping Kim Davis. And yesterday, turns out an update, Kentucky clerk Kim Davis released from jail. Huckabee says God intervened. We agree with that. The battle's on. John, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Good morning, Sam. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate those warm words, but those words need to, as you know, be entirely directed to Miss Davis. She is strong, and she is a great American. She is a worthy servant of her Lord, and we are happy to represent her and defend her as she stands for her faith and for her conscience.
I could not agree with you more, except for it takes us all, sir.
That's right, and we're just happy to come alongside Miss Davis and support her and stand with her. We could not make the stand alongside her if she were not there standing strong.
All right, she walked out of jail. She was between Mike Huckabee and Matthew Staver, and then I guess they asked her, was it worth it? She nodded yes, didn't she?
Absolutely. She has been, and as she showed, willing to endure and take many thorns, many flaming arrows that are thrown at her, because she will not cast aside her conscience. She will not cast aside her religious beliefs, and she is willing to endure the consequences.
Now, you've got a showdown going on here, John Chrisman, and that is between the judge and Kim, really. And here's the bottom line. Kim is the duly elected county official to sign marriage licenses. And by law, without her signature, they're not valid. At the same time, the judge ordered her not to tamper with them, ordered her underlings to move forward and issue these licenses. And I don't really understand, because without the clerk's signature, it's not valid. But the judge says it is. Don't we have a kind of a no man's land legal battle going on here?
We do. And to be honest, the judge did not even go so far as to say the licenses were valid. The judge was mostly concerned about forcing Kim Davis to either follow his order or go to jail. He was much more concerned about his power and his enforcement of the order. He even stated on the record that he did not know whether the licenses would be valid. They require the county clerk's authorization, which has not been given. So from our perspective, those licenses are not valid because they were not issued with the requisite authorization.
And the judge being so bold to say they are valid because I say so. Okay. Since when did you become king, Your Honor, kind of a thing. The battle rages on now. Some say, well, now Kim might capitulate. I think that's a disinformation campaign in the media. I would submit to you that the judge here might have bitten off a whole lot more than he can chew. I think that the marshals at the federal level, this judge, I think they were hoping they could just smack Kim hard, shut her up, force her to capitulate, and it would go away. The problem is they were wrong. And they didn't realize, and that's why I started out this conversation with, it takes all of us together, because they've got so much support from a huge legal firm. When I say huge, you guys have won incredible landmark cases. You've been around forever. You're seasoned as all get out. I don't think that they had any expectation that somebody like you guys would jump to her aid. And then from across the country, people are literally surrounding the judge's house now, saying, you know what, judge, you're not leaving your house until you let Kim out of jail kind of stuff. I think they bit off more than they could chew, sir, and now they don't know what to do.
I think the judge certainly awoke something in people that has the frustration and the desire to allow people of faith to live out their faith, people of liberty to live out their liberty. What the judge did on Thursday by incarcerating a person because they believe marriage is the union of one man and one woman, a mere 60 days after the Obergefell decision came down from the Supreme Court, which, mind you, said religious liberty is still protected. The court unanimously recognized that religious liberty is still in play, although the dissenting justices did recognize quite ominous tones from the majority decision. But people of faith need to be protected. People of faith and liberty need to be able to live out their beliefs and carry out those beliefs. And Kim Davis is simply trying to ask for a very small, simple accommodation for her faith. And to date, the governor of Kentucky has refused to do that, and the judge has been more concerned about forcing his order down upon Kim Davis and incarcerating her, even while she has appeals pending and claims.
In other words, due process should still be in play.
That's right.
But it's not, or at least it hasn't been, due to their abuses and jumping the gun, pardon the term, on her due process. Now, here's what's fascinating, and I'm not downing Kim in any way, but I want to make I believe to be a valid point, John Chrisman, and I want you to kind of jump in on this idea. This isn't about Kim. This isn't about gays. This isn't about marriage. What this is about is forcing someone by government mandate or threat of loss of liberty over conscience. Can you be forced to sign something that you disagree with? When she signed up for the job, this wasn't part of the job description. They changed it. There's a conflict between her personal conscience, the state laws, and the federal laws. And she's simply saying, I'm not signing anything for anybody, anywhere, anytime until this gets resolved. And so I think we've crossed the Rubicon. If we can force her to violate her conscience and take action against her conscience, won't this eventually be the persecution of Christians on steroids?
This is a dangerous precedent if Kim Davis and her religious accommodation and religious conscience cannot be protected in this case. This is unfortunately the tip of the spear. You know, nurses who have religious objections to performing abortions, companies that have religious objections to providing abortion coverage, people who
or the funding of birth control.
Correct. I mean, people who have religious objections to combat. We have long accepted in this country religious conscience and religious carve-outs from general mandates, especially ones that can be easily accommodated, just like this one. All of the neighboring county clerks are issuing marriage licenses, including same-sex marriage licenses. In fact, more than 130 different offices in Kentucky are issuing these licenses, and Kim Davis is just asking for a simple accommodation, saying, hey, when I took this office, the definition of marriage in Kentucky comported and perfectly aligned with my sincerely held religious beliefs. The Supreme Court has redefined marriage. The governor...
By the way, hold on. That makes new law from the bench, though, doesn't it?
Thank you, Sam.
Larry Pratt, jump in here. Go ahead, sir.
We were on the verge of going down to Grayson, Kentucky. We were scheduled to be at a rally there on Friday, and... I guess I like Judge Bunning for at least one thing. He saved me from a trip that I didn't really need to
take. All right, hold on, Larry Pratt. I want you to get into it. Stay there. Other side of the break, we'll do just that. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Pratt's with us, Gun Owners of America. They were going to go to Grayson, Kentucky. We've also got John Chrisman with us. He's Senior Litigation Counsel for Liberty Counsel with Matt Staver and crew. We're talking about the Kim Davis case. Update, Kentucky clerk Kim Davis was released from jail yesterday. Huckabee said, God intervened. I agree. Details in seconds. Stay there, everybody.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. Riding shotgun, you got Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. You also have John Chrisman with the Liberty Council, senior litigation attorney. So right before the pause, I was saying, you know what? The court redefined marriage. Didn't they, like, make law from the bench? Larry Pratt jumps in and says, that's exactly right. What the heck's going on? You were telling a story. You guys were about ready to go to Grayson to support Kim in Kentucky.
Yes, we were concerned that if the court is so out of bounds, so willing to, in effect, legislate, where they have no legislative authority, to jump into something where they just clearly are acting in a lawless fashion. I wouldn't put it past them, if not in this court, a future court, to say, well, the only firearms that the founders were talking about were flintlock rifles, and that's all you're able to have. They have no more ability under the Constitution to tell you and me what kind of a firearm we own than they do to stick their nose into the marriage issue, which is clearly left to the states. And so our concern was not technically with what they were saying about marriage. Personally, we had a real concern. But our technical concern was this is one more mooning of the Constitution, total disrespect by these lawyers wrapped in black robes, and it was just outrageous that they're sitting there trumping the Congress, trumping a constitutional convention, changing the order of the American Republic, and as far as we're concerned, these guys need to be impeached.
And John Chrisman, that's kind of exactly what I was talking about. Once they cross this Rubicon and violate conscience and just absolutely jettison our history, jettison which branch of government makes laws, jettison states' rights or state laws, this could affect anything under the sun, couldn't it?
Certainly it's dangerous. I mean, the Supreme Court has placed itself in the role of a super legislature, which is not its constitutional role. It was a decision, an act of will, not legal judgment, not a right that's announced in the Constitution, not a right that's protected in our history. And as Larry said, I mean, this was And as the Chief Justice said in his dissent, he said five lawyers made this decision. You know, for 320 million Americans, they decided what was better for us than had always been in our history and across, even beyond our country.
Now, what law has Kim broken, by the way? I don't really understand it. They say she was in, quote, oral contempt of court. I'm not even sure what that means exactly. You say yes, I say no, and now we're going to say yes, no, yes, my daddy's bigger than your daddy. I mean, what are we talking about here? Is there any law she's broken?
The judge's perspective was that he had issued an order on August 12th that said she could no longer have a no marriage policy in her office and that she would have to grant marriage licenses the next time the named plaintiffs came into her office. Ms. Davis filed a series of stay requests to the higher courts, which were turned down, and that the district court had entered a temporary stay on his August 12th order that expired on August 31st. So on September 1st, one of the plaintiff couples showed up and asked for a marriage license. They did not get a marriage license, and they moved to have Ms. Davis held in contempt of court for violating the August 12th.
But was she out of appeals or opportunities then?
The merits of her appeals have not yet been decided, that they are still pending.
Well, then due process is still in play, and you know what? The judge can't just blow the whistle, can he?
Well, the other important thing to note is that Ms. Davis has a case against the governor and has been asking the governor for an exemption, and rather than take up her case, the court sidelined that and focused exclusively on the plaintiff's claims against Ms. Davis. So we have been arguing all along that she needs to be given a fair and impartial hearing and an opportunity to be heard on all of her claims before you can rush to the judgment that somebody has been held in contempt. That is a very, very rare power that a court is ever supposed to exercise.
Well, and as long as you're just asking for due process and using the system in the which way it was designed, if you will, I'm not so sure how you can say you're in contempt if you're simply saying, you know what, I'm not going to do anything until this big conflict between the feds and the state gets resolved and this violation of conscience gets accommodated for. You know what, I'm not disagreeing or violating or refusing really anything. What I'm merely saying is that I have due process, and we're letting the process our founders put in place work. How is that contempt? In fact, I submit to you the judge is in contempt of court, and like Larry Pratt says, I think they all should be impeached for overreach.
There is certainly a dangerous precedent here in what the district court has done, because before due process has had a chance to play itself out, before the merits of her appeals have been able to be decided and finally resolved. And the other important thing is that the Kentucky legislature wants to act across bipartisan aisles. There is wide support for religious conscience and religious liberty, but they can only be brought into session by the governor because they don't meet again until January.
So what do we do? Push for a recall on the governor now?
Well, there's a governor election in Kentucky. The current governor is not up for re-election, his termed out, but he's the same governor who 2 years ago vetoed a religious liberty bill in Kentucky that was then overwhelmingly overturned by bipartisan support. So this governor has a history, shall you say, of not supporting or standing up for religious freedom, and now the legislature wants to act to protect Kim Davis and people like her, the governor is refusing to call a special session so that the legislature can address the marriage law that has been completely obliterated by the Supreme Court.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the battle rages on, and we'll get to Larry Pratt here in a second, more about this right to keep and bear arms and how that's going to be manipulated by this case, too, as Christians ever increasingly find themselves under increased persecution and more. But, John, where do we go from here then? Kim's just going to sit back and wait for all of her appeals to wind their way, or what?
We have several appeals going for Kim at the moment, multiple motions pending before the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals to have an injunction entered against the governor to get an exemption for Kim while her appeals are pending. We have a motion to stay any contempt against Kim. So right now she is resting and recovering from 6 days that she will never be able to get back, that a district court judge decided in his power it was more important for him to send her to jail than to order licenses that he could not even determine were valid. And it was all about power, and she's just simply trying to recover and get back on her feet after spending 6 days in jail as if she were a criminal for believing marriage is a union of one man and one woman.
Well, let me ask you this, because it seems to me that no matter what we do, what they're going to do is they're going to say, well, we've got, you know, 5,000 marriage licenses that maybe aren't technically valid, but we're beyond that now, John. We've already issued them. There's no really way to take it back. You can't put the genie back in the bottle, so to speak. And I'm so sorry. I mean, Kim was right. We'll make some accommodation for her on the back end. But really, she was violating the law, and they're just going to back into this and say, you know what, there was a foul, but it's kind of too late to do anything about it, you know? Isn't that where they're going to go?
I don't know where they're going to go. They certainly may try that route, but that's important to note why process is so important in terms of how laws are made and followed, and what's happening is due process and the legal process is just being short-circuited and fast-tracked, and we're a nation of laws, a government of laws, and the legislature has the responsibility here to oversee marriage laws and work with those marriage laws, and the governor needs to allow the legislature to do its job to come in and rework the marriage system.
All right. Before we run out of time, we need to let you go right at the next break here, John. What can large organizations like Gun Owners of America or Liberty Roundtable Live or other groups and individuals do to support Kim right now? It's kind of like we're not sure if we should have rallies, if we should push the governor to try to have an emergency state legislative session. What's the best thing we can be doing?
Certainly praying for Kim, as she has many decisions to be made in the coming days and week. So continue to stand by her. And as you said at the beginning of this segment, that this case, although is certainly about Kim Davis in a lot of ways, it's also not about Kim Davis, and it's about a lot of other people as well. So rallies for religious liberty, rallies for others who are making similar stands across the country. And just to continue to stand by Kim and rally around her physically and putting pressure on the governor.
We're flat out of time. Thanks, John Crispin, LibertyCouncilLC.org.
Thank you.
There he goes. Back in seconds.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Larry Pratt riding shotgun, gunowners.org on your radio. At first glance, the Kim Davis case and her effort as a public official duly elected to not sign gay and lesbian marriage licenses because it goes against her conscience and her Christian beliefs. And not to mention there's a conflict between state and federal law that needs to be worked out as well. And your right to keep and bear arms seem completely unrelated. Oh, but not so fast. If they can violate your conscience and force you to do things against your will, Larry, and they won't follow the laws of due process in America, they've crossed the Rubicon and everything is up for abuse. Christians will be persecuted left and right, and your right to keep and bear arms will be in the crosshairs, to say the least, sir.
Well, it's not only conscience that's being violated, but as far as gun owners is concerned, just strictly as a Second Amendment issue, apart from these other valid concerns which first come to light when you're talking about the Kim Davis affair, you're talking about a Supreme Court that increasingly thinks it is the unique, only source of decision-making in government in the United States, period, paragraph. So forget the fact that the Second Amendment bans the infringement of firearms. Well, what's an infringement? We'll tell you what an infringement is here at the Supreme Court. The issue of marriage was something that was never delegated to the federal government. It's not in the U.S. Constitution. They have no authority, and they only have authority when it can be found to have been delegated in the Constitution. That is the significance of the 10th Amendment that makes that clear. Not spelled out, can't see it in the Constitution. If it's not there, you don't have that authority, you don't have that power, at least not legitimately.
The term they use is enumerated. If it's not enumerated, it ain't there.
Exactly right. And so we've got an unenumerated Supreme Court exercise of power. And when they get away with it in an area like this, where the majority, strong majority of the country is offended, if they can get away with that, and I'm concerned that even though they backed down on the Kim Davis thing, you know, Senator Cruz had been down there, Mike Huckabee had been down there, yours truly was planning to be there on Friday.
I was planning to go with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association as well. The problem is it's so fluid on the ground, we're not sure what to do yet.
Well, the rally for Friday was certainly called off, but the issue really hasn't been resolved. The Supreme Court hasn't said, oh, our bad, we really shouldn't have been messing around in that area. This is very concerning. This district court judge simply withdrew his horns. They haven't been cut off. And we're not finished until we can cut that district judge Bunning's horns off.
In fact, he's the one that should be put in jail for violating his oath of office.
Thank you.
He's not allowed to make law from the bench. He's not allowed to jail people because they disagree in court while due process is happening. He doesn't have the right to violate state law. See, I mean, there's so many no-nos here. It's beyond comprehension almost, Larry.
It's an assault on the Constitution. It's something that Joseph Stalin could only have dreamed about. And here we're doing it to ourselves. That's really incredible. We have lawyers like this Judge Bunning that are so ignorant of the American Republican system that they don't seem to know their left hand from their right.
Either they're so ignorant and they don't know, or they have hatred and contempt to where they think that they are superior. Judge, jury, and executioner is what it turns out to be. They just didn't get to execute Kim because we all came to her defense. Kirk Crosby, do you want to chime in here?
You know, it's amazing to see the this whole thing play out. When you got Larry Pratt and his folks, as well as, the Liberty Council and so many others, Coach Dobbenmeyer and so many others that are participating, it's just cool to see. It's almost the modern-day Minutemen to the rescue.
I think that's really the story, isn't it, Larry?
It was a rising of the people who I think, you know, I mentioned Trump earlier. I'm not a great supporter of him. I certainly would be an upgrade if he were president over what we got. But he is tapping into a discontent in this country that is manifest by the rise of now Representative Mark Meadows challenging Speaker John Boehner. We've had it, Mr. Boehner. You have been the enabler of the communist regime of Barack Hussein Obama. You've given him every budget request he's wanted. You've not denied him any assault on our Second Amendment through the anti-gun Obamacare law. You have simply been supine. Whenever the president wants to do something, you don't want to fight him. We used to think it was because you're a coward. Now we're beginning to think that that's not enough of an explanation, that you may well agree with the president. Be gone, as Cromwell told the Long Parliament. Be gone. You've been here entirely too long for all the good you might have done. Be gone.
And that's what we need to say to the whole lot of them, sir.
I wouldn't stop this one. I agree.
All right. What other gun issues ought we be aware of? Sometimes in America, when the mainstream press drumbeats something, we get so laser-like focused that we almost miss the real issues on the ground, too. What else should we be keeping our eye on the ball about?
Well, there's the perennial bill that we've been so happy to see introduced for several terms of Congress now, and among others, Senator Cruz is a co-sponsor of legislation that would treat your concealed carry permit as if it were a driver's license, meaning you have a concealed carry permit in Utah, you'd be good in New York City. Perish the thought. Or in Chicago, and I'm not sure why you'd want to go there, but you might have a business meeting and you might want to take your concealed carry firearm because the crime is out of control in those enlightened progressive places. Well, under this kind of legislation, you'd be able to do that. You'd be perfectly legal. And if you came from one of the seven states that now have constitutional carry, amazingly, Democrat-leaning Maine is the last state to add itself to the list, you don't even need a permit when you're in those states. If you were to travel from Utah to Maine and I met you from Virginia, and we were there packing a piece, we'd be so legal, nobody would say anything, nobody would care to say anything. As long as we're not trying to rob somebody with our gun, we're perfectly legal to carry in a purse, in a pocket, in all of these seven constitutional carry states. That's an exciting thing, that if we can see progress in a Democrat-leaning state like Maine, then the challenge to other states is, how come you're not on the list?
Amen to that. And Utah has one of the most prolific carry permits right now. In other words, supported or recognized in more states than many others, right?
as many as 38, I believe, 37, 38 states. It's really an impressive job that has been done with that Utah permit. And nothing against it, but you wouldn't need it if we can get this national legislation through, which, after all, is the way it ought to be.
Well, the Second Amendment already says it ought to be that way. The reality is this would just support and clarify that reality. Okay, when you think of Susan B. Anthony, ladies and gentlemen, you think of those weird coins nobody likes usually, sad to say. But Susan B. Anthony List versus Dreyhaus is a different case that actually went in our favor, right?
Oh, man, yes, and I'm drawing a blank, Sam. You caught me off.
Well, there's Susan B. Anthony one. It's on your website, and I guess what really happened in this case, it's kind of an interesting one. But the let me try to see how this works here. It's the Gun Owners Foundation that is involved here, folks. So, you know, you think of the Gun Owners of America, but this is their foundation, the kind of the legal battles behind the scenes that all of your donations fund. And they handed down a favorable decision.
Cases that deal with privacy, that deal with the ability of the government to, there's one case, I forget the name of it, that we're involved in, where they just come in and say, well, you've got to, we're forfeiting your property. And you've then got to prove that you are innocent in order to get your property back. And this has been a favorite tool of the federal government. Began good motives, supposedly. Well, this is just to go after those gangbangers and the mafia and so forth. Now they do it against people that might have some cash in their pocket because they're looking to buy something in another state, buy a car, buy a business, whatever, and the government finds that they've got tens of thousands of dollars in their pocket, and all of a sudden cash becomes illegal. They confiscate it, and they don't give it back. This is the kind of stuff that can hit gun owners smack between the eyes. It has in other situations. And so we get involved in cases where there may not even be a gun involved, as we did down in Kentucky.
Well, and the Susan B. Anthony is kind of similar because what happens is they're all these states are going against the Keller decision, and this basically slaps them down.
Yep. So we got a lot of work to do, man. We're infested with gnats and flies. The federal government is out of control. It's a swamp that needs to be drained.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you become one as well. Larry, my friend, Godspeed, and let us know if you're going down to Kentucky, okay?
Well, unless they change something, we're not at the moment making any trips to Kentucky.
All right. Keep us posted, sir. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Larry Pratt, there he goes. We got a former sheriff, Denny Pyman, from Kentucky, joining us next hour because he's meeting Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers, and crew down there, and we're going to have an update from the ground. We'll do it in seconds. 1 hour on the can, second hour coming up. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, and this nation shall endure.